Hey, as we reported earlier, Christopher Simpson back. The Jackson County Sheriff's Department, the new undersheriff with the Sheriff's Department under the tutelage of Gary Schutte. Of course, Chris, long time at the Jackson Police Department. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Greg, and good morning.
Great to have you back. Are you excited?
Oh, man, it is good to be back. It really is. It is good to be back in law enforcement community and servicing our community. I know
you stepped away for a while in a couple different capacities. Tell us about that.
Yeah, when I retired from the Jackson City Police Department, it was almost 4 years ago now, God, time flies, I went to the VA out of Indianapolis. I actually worked for the Fiduciary Hub, servicing our veterans here in Jackson and Lansing greater area. And during that time, I also, you know, I became an officer still. I kept my certification up, and I was actually working part-time in Spring Arbor with Chief Knoppy there. So, you know, I never really left, but doing it on a full-time basis, you're more indoctrinated into your community.
And, of course, you're a vet. I know you enjoyed working with them.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I am a vet. Just about 30 years, and, you know, I would love to serve. I love servicing those guys, you know, talking to them, making sure their benefits were, you know, what they were supposed to be, and no one was trying to take advantage of them and, you know, doing investigations that way. But I truly enjoy that. Those veterans, I mean, I just honor them, and, you know, it was just good talking to them and getting their perspective on things.
So, Chris, why the Sheriff's Department, and how did that all transpire?
Well, you know, I'll be honest, I was very comfortable working at the VA. I really was. And Gary gave me a call, ran it by me, and what he had planned to do or tried to do with the organization if he won. I gave it some thought, and, you know, my calling is, you know, I'm a call-based type of person. I know I was called to the military and some other things, but, you know, law enforcement is home. And, you know, it was a good opportunity to do some good things for Jackson County, and I definitely wanted to be on that bus as it was moving.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Are you the first African-American command position there?
Yes, I am. And that has a lot of implications as far as, you know, where we're at in our society today and some changes that are, you know, are being done right now. This organization is a wonderful organization. I enjoy working here. It's been a little over just about a month now I've been here, and I've been received with nothing but open arms. Operationally, dealing with, you know, the other commanders, supervisors, civilians, and deputies, it's been fantastic. So, but me being the first African American, I mean, it gives the opportunity for others, you know, to say, well, you know, we got someone that's there, that's from, you know, our community, that may inspire, you know, someone to try to join the force. At least I'm going to definitely push for that.
It's big in this community. I mean, we have a large African American and non-white population.
Sure. And, you know, it you know, we have to dig back and influence some of our youth, you know, who are interested in law enforcement and bring them along so that when they become of age, you know, they want to get into this profession, and there's no barriers for them to get into this profession. So, you know, that's on us, and that's on the community as well. So, I mean, it's definitely a joint effort, but we definitely want to show representation of, you know, our community makeup. And, you know, so we have, you know, African-Americans that are employed here and in the county as well, as you well know. But, I mean, obviously that's a number we want to try to increase as well amongst all diversity.
Jackson County Undersheriff Chris Simpson with us. No secret, Chris, it's been a couple rough years down there. Are we seeing any changes yet, or is Gary in the planning stages right now? Anything new going on?
Well, Gary, I mean, he just took office, what, yesterday?
Oh, wow.
So yesterday was his first day in the office. So there's a lot of, you know, things that are moving kind of fast right now. We're swearing in all, you know, deputies and getting everybody else sworn in the county that we usually swear in. There's employee orientation for him as well. You know, so there's a lot of fast moving pieces right now. Just to get settled in. Operationally, I mean, this organization is operating fine, servicing our community right now. And there'll be some small changes that Sheriff Schutte would like to implement. And I think he has not been, you know, secretive about that and mm-hmm. some of the things he's going to try to do. So, but he hasn't got to them exactly yet. We got some things rolling in the planning phase on how we're going to get there. But our main concern right now is obviously making sure we're looking good from a budget standpoint or a physical standpoint and trying to navigate that.
Yeah, and budget is got to be top of mind because I know there's not a lot of money rolling around.
That's true, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Yeah,
there's obviously a lot of work, and there's, you know, we need things to get that accomplished, personnel and equipment. So, you know, we met with the county administrator, and he was fantastic, and you know, we planned on keeping that relationship very good between, you know, the sheriff's office, the administrator, and the commission as well.
Chris, any what's the difference between working at JPD and for the sheriff's department?
Well, the difference that I found, I mean, as far as law enforcement is more or less law enforcement. But you know, this is an elected house, more so to say, the sheriff's office, where the city was more of an appointed house, and you know, obviously managed through the city manager and the mayor and the council. That's mostly the major difference that I've seen. But operationally, I mean, we still operate more or less the same in servicing our community for the county or the city. Just a few different functions physical on how we do certain things than the city does. But, you know, and it's new to me. I mean, I don't have it all, you know, under my belt right now, and I'm still learning a few things myself here. So that's one of the biggest things that I've seen.
What about crime in the area, Chris? A little different, I guess, scenario being at the sheriff's department where you're reaching out to these more rural areas, I guess.
Absolutely, and that's the vast difference. You know, when you're talking police services, you know, from, you know, a city with confined space where, you know, we're going out rural to, you know, big areas and having to cover that. But crime-wise, I mean, it doesn't stop at the city limits.
Yeah.
It's been throughout the county and everywhere else. And, you know, our deputies do a fantastic job responding, you know, investigating and arresting if need be.
Well, I didn't know Gary was just on the job 24 hours. Wow.
Yeah, he had a long day yesterday, and he got a long couple of days here to get indoctrinated. So,
yeah, we'll talk to I'm sure we'll talk to him in the near future. Welcome back.
Well, it's good to be back, and thank you. I appreciate that, Greg.
Take care.
All right. Have a good day, sir.
Undersheriff Christopher Simpson, long time with JPD, now at the Sheriff's Department.